My name is Daphne Land. I'm in 11th grade and I homeschool. I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Mary, Mary, Quite Contrary, based on the nursery rhyme of the same name. In this section, a gardener named Mary shows off her unusual plants to a judging committee. Lady and gents, I present to you the piece de resistance, Vasculum populus, more commonly known as pod people. She yanked away the fabric to reveal a row of strange plants. They were no less than 8 feet tall, their sturdy stalks curved at the top and attached to large pods. The pods were dark green, with thick, bumpy skin that bunched up in the middle. At the plants' bases were broad, rosy leaves and offshoots that were reminiscent of Venus flytraps, though they were 6 times larger. The mouths of the flytraps were trussed shut. The judges clustered around the leftmost plant, examining every inch and taking notes. Vivid coloring, firm stalks, sensitive nasal pores, Mr. Creed mumbled as he stroked a flytrap. It twitched and convulsed, unable to bite with red twine around its mouth. How do you do it, Miss Mary? How do you do it? Mr. Applegate asked as he compared the pod with a color wheel on his clipboard. Mary giggled. Love and dedication, I suppose, she said, then added, These are grown from a shipment direct from New World. Mr. Applegate whistled. That must have cost a pretty penny. After a couple of minutes, Mr. Applegate waved his companions away from the plant. That's enough of the exterior. Miss Mary, if I may do the honors. Of course, she replied, and grabbed a pair of gardening shears out of her apron pocket. She handed them to Mr. Applegate, who knelt at the base of the plant and pressed the tip of the shears to the bottom of the pod where the skin bunched. Mary held her breath. She had done everything she could, did all the right things at all the right times, but you never really knew how they were going to turn out until you opened them. Mr. Applegate drew the shears up the middle of the pod. There was a sinewy, snapping sound as the pod split, releasing a tidal wave of goo. Mr. Applegate stepped back quickly, but even with 21 years of practice, he couldn't avoid messing up his trousers. He gave a loud, "Humph!" and reached inside the plant. When he drew back, there was another hand cupped in his. It was followed by an arm, then a whole body. The pod person stumbled into the light and stood there blinking. She was tall and lithe, with wavy black hair, pale skin, and a muscled build. Her eyes were dark blue like the sea. They darted back and forth, taking in everything and nothing. The judges rushed forward again to look her over. Her jaw flapped wordlessly as they poked and prodded her. After thoroughly examining the maid, the judges left her to Mary's care as they repeated the process with the rest of the plants. Soon, there were 6 naked women standing in the garden, slimy and shivering. Mary ran back to the house and grabbed a laundry basket full of dresses she had bought at Goodwill. Mary couldn't have been more pleased. This was the best crop she'd had in years. Not an ugly one in the bunch. Indeed, it was Mary's opinion that 1 or 2 had the look of an actor about them. Hollywood was always looking for a fresh face. She set aside considering potential buyers long enough to escort the judges to the door. As they left, Mr. Applegate turned to her with a smile and a wink and said, You didn't hear it from me, Miss Mary, but I see a blue ribbon in your future. Mary smiled and thanked him before returning to her beloved plants. The day was far from over, and there was much to be done.